South Leeds Community Radio supports 16 Days of Action, an international campaign to end violence against women.
I'm joined now by Sandra McNeil from Leeds City Council Domestic Violence Team to talk about the 16 Days of Action to end violence against women. Can you just take us back and talk us through how the campaign started?
16 Days of Action to End Violence Against Women starts from the 25th of November, International Day to End Violence Against Women, and runs till the 10th of December, which is International Human Rights Day, to make the point that women's rights are human rights. The International Day to End Violence Against Women was adopted formally by the UN in 1999. The date was chosen by Latin American women to commemorate the Mirabal sisters who campaigned against the dictatorship of Trujillo in the Dominican Republic.
And when was that?
That was in 1960. He ordered them to be assassinated, and they were assassinated, and he thought that would be the end of opposition to his corrupt regime. But opposition doubled after he killed the sisters, and he and his regime were ended 6 months later. So there's a warning, don't push us too far. We've done a lot to organise against violence against women in Leeds, and next year we're going to have a strategy, a formal Leeds City Council strategy against violence against women. We've had strategies on domestic violence in the past, but we're going to have one that's going to cover all aspects of violence against women, and we'll be going out to consultation on that in the new year.
That sounds like a really positive step forward.
Well, I think so.
So the 16 Days of Action, as you've already mentioned, starts on the 25th of November and runs for 16 days. What is the purpose of that?
It's to raise the profile of all the services that we have in Leeds around violence against women, all the help that is out there. That's one of the main aims. Leeds Interagency Project, the charity, has given us £1,500 to give out to communities for there to be community events. And the domestic violence team, supported by two area committees, are putting on community events in Seacroft and in Bramley. One of the things that we're wanting to do is to raise the profile of all the very good services that there are here in Leeds and let everyone know what support there is out there. First of all, there's Women's Aid. You've probably all heard of Women's Aid. They run refuges for women escaping domestic violence. Then the Sahara, the Black Women's Refuge, that gives support to Black women and white women with Black children escaping domestic violence. Behind Closed Doors is an outreach service which will support women who are living with domestic violence or who've already left violent men, because unfortunately, when you leave a violent man, that doesn't stop the violence. They will track you down, they will harass you, they will stalk you. Most stalkers are ex-partners, so women still need support and help. Women need help to move on from the violent partners, perhaps without going through the refuge, and they need support afterwards. And Behind Closed Doors can offer them choices and options as to what they can do. Then there's HALT, Help, Advice and the Law Team. They're mainly a telephone service which will give you advice around, as it says, the law. If you've reported him to the police and you're going to court, they can support you. If you need information around injunctions, they can help you. So it's to make everyone aware of all these services that exist here in Leeds.
Sandra, thank you very much for joining us today to talk about the 16 Days of Action against violence against women. And let's hope that it really makes a difference.